That's a great idea, and it doesn't interrupt Carter's normal routine. You were also telling me about recommendations from Carter's doctor. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important do you feel like eliminating processed snacks and soda are for you?
Probably an 8 for soda. I don't think it's a big deal once in a while, but his grandmother is buying them a lot, so it's a bigger issue. I might convince her to limit those a lot more, if not completely. At least I can avoid giving it to him when I'm home. On snacks and other processed foods, I'd say like a 6, if he's eating healthier meals instead of pizza, or things his grandmother likes to get for him. And at least I can give him more fruit and healthier snacks when we're home together.
So reducing soda is a priority, and you feel like that's possible. And you can work on reducing processed snacks by giving him fruit or healthier options. How do you feel about starting with that?
Yeah, I'll add more fruit on my grocery list and make sure that replaces other snacks when I'm with him. And I'll request his grandmother help to keep those out for him. And I won't keep restocking chips or cookies since he'll keep asking for them.
I think that's a great idea. I'm looking forward to hearing about how it goes when you come back again. And any progress is good, even if it takes a little while. Do you have any questions or other concerns today?
No, that's good.
Thanks, Becky, for taking time to talk with me today. Next, we'll just review his WIC foods and issue benefits for Carter.